Joy Tactics.
Enough.
It's enough.
Stop. It's enough. Stop. You're done.
You've gone too far. You've burned too many fucking bridges. And you better stop before you burn this one.
Mm-hmm. Go home.
Mm-hmm. Hang it up.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
It's not worth
it. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Don't. Do not. Remember that?
Nah. What's that?
That's, shit, what's his name? Will Forte. Telling somebody not to jump off a building.
Do not do that.
Do not.
What is it? And how does this one go? I can't stop living, man. L-I-V-I-N. You know that?
No.
All right. What else?
The concept of stopping. I love this topic for discussion because it's a hard one to face. And challenges are things that I like to do to myself. So is there anything in my life that I need to stop right now? No. I've stopped everything bad. I've stopped the negative self-talk. I think I have.
What about the gambling?
That's not a bad thing. I said negative. Gambling is a good thing because it's reframing my entire life.
Gambling is a force of positivity.
Right, for some.
It's a way to socialize. When the hell would I... It crosses language barriers. I'm sitting with a Chinese guy. I'm sitting across from a guy from Egypt. All three of us don't speak the same language hardly, but we're all laughing and hugging each other, giving each other handshakes at the blackjack table, giving each other advice, yelling at me not to, to keep fucking up. Sometimes you get...
I bet that casinos were one of the first places that were like, there was interracial mixing, you know what I'm saying, in the United States. It probably started there.
Remember the casino we went to in Liverpool?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was definitely diverse.
Extremely diverse.
I've been realizing we need to start playing Pai Gow now.
What's Pai Gow?
It's a gambling game with dominoes, dude. Can you handle that? Can you handle dominoes or can you just do cards and slots?
Cards and slots is all you think I do, bro?
And dice, bro. Of course, dice.
Meanwhile, I got the kitty paws on me.
The kitty
paws. Yeah.
I'm playing dice like fucking crazy in Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, my video game.
Can you just whip it at someone and kill them? Because it's a video game?
You could do whatever you want in that thing. It's a sandbox game. Put it that way. Total freedom.
Dude, in the future of AI video games, you're going to be like, you know, if there's like voice commands and you're playing Zelda, you say, you know what? Make my fucking horse a skateboard and give me the, you know, right down B special grinding. And then you could fucking grind on Ganondorf's head. You know what I'm saying?
You're imagining true sandbox.
I'm imagining a limitless Matrix style video game where you can engineer it as you play.
Wow.
Engineer. It's a live, you're like live blendering, like you're creating it in Blender as you play it.
Wow. You could call it Jackbox Games.
Wow.
Wow.
What about Jackbox.tv? What if I did call it that? Because it's also a TV show.
I need to give a shout out to a video game real quick.
What is it?
Dale and Dawson. It's on Steam. And I was playing this game with my friends. And it's basically a ripoff of Among Us with like busted graphics. But you just are in a office. And you have to like do tasks. You have to get on the computer. You have to send emails. And then the manager has to suss out who's the slacker. So there are slacker tasks, like you can take a shit in the bathroom, you can smoke cigarettes, you can drinking coffee is a slacker task. And if you see another worker doing well, I didn't invent the rules of this game, but it is quantified as a slacker task in this universe. But that game is quite fun because it's proximity chat, and you know, you just never know who you're going to be playing with on Steam. Like, it's just
damn, should I get this? Should I get it?
It's only like $6. It's so fun.
For the Asus ROG Ally X.
Yeah. By the way, I cannot. I know I was dogging on you so hard about the Asus ROG Ally X,
right?
I am so
jealous.
So jealous that you have this, because the Steam Deck is a fucking piece of shit fucking machine, dude. That thing is oh god, I want to chuck it out a fucking window, dude.
Well, the Steam Deck is for the indie gamers and the emulators, right? That Steam Deck is for the 39-year-old men playing Pokemon Red all juiced up with mods. We are more sort of like good graphics gamers, Call of Duty style gamers, Resident Evil style gamers. Mm-hmm. All right, so but, if you're and good, I got if Resident you Evil do this 4. 5 a.m. thing, Nate, till July, I'm.
If I do it, I am doing it.
Should we tell people what's going on every morning?
Every single. Let's discuss this.
Jack doesn't have a goal.
No,
yet.
He does.
I do.
What is it?
No. I'm still up in the air. You guys have a good. Explain what you got going on.
All right. So me and Eric made a pact at the gym.
Right.
Eric has to lose 20 pounds by his birthday.
80 pounds. By July.
When's your birthday, Eric?
July 16th, 1992.
July 16th. So we have about how many months is that?
Four months. April, May, June. Bro, it's actually fucking coming.
Four and a half months. Okay, 4 months. Eric has to lose 20 pounds, and I have to wake up at 5 a.m. every day. Some would say mine is a lot harder, and
Wait, but what if you have a good night the night before? You still have to get up at 5 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah. It's ruthless.
No. I don't see the value in your
goal. I have to, and I'm 2 days in, and I've been absolutely obliterating this fucking goal. And Eric, how have you been doing, man?
Not good. How you been doing? And I need to stop my lifestyle. Here's the fucking problem, dude. When things are going good, when life is good, and the Guinness is flowing, and people are coming over for dinner, and the pot roast is being made, Layla's making pot roast. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's so fun. We're having snacks. I'm shaking
life
a martini.
Life isn't fun.
I know, but that's what gives me the most joy in life, is having those moments. And then the next morning I wake up and like want to fucking take the fucking Glock out and make a brain slushy. But and then I think to myself, I need to go monk mode for 75 to 100 days, go very serious about this, start making content about it and monetizing my lifestyle changes.
But this is called the Rahelian cycle.
Right.
It's the Rahelian spiral.
It's an endless loop. Right. Party. Oh, I have amazing. We're having an amazing time. Everything, and then two. I hate my life.
So
I hate myself.
How do
I hate my body? And then you go, and then it goes back up to the fucking Thai food, to the liquor, the cocktails.
No, Thai food.
Back down to the.
Yeah, it's the fucking, the Boilermakers that I need to stay away from. Hitting a Boilermaker with a bit of Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
Here's the diagnosis.
Help, from
the outside.
Help me.
What I'd say is a couple things. For one, I don't think this is fair. I think, Eric, you're being challenged to do something out of your nature, and Nate, you are doing something that you're pretty good at. Like,
Hold on a second, man.
You gotta listen. You can't just keep telling me what to do, bro. I've had it up to here, man. Yeah, by the way, stop. Stop. And you're dressed like a Smurf, by the way. All right? Now listen to me.